We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Bringing you further into tomorrow from Berlin, Germany, I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning into tomorrow at IFA, where consumer tech meets innovation. Lots of cool stuff. Our 17th year here, and we always find neat, cool products and services to bring you further into tomorrow. And that's why we don't want you to miss any of our broadcasts. Of course, by now, I'm sure you've signed up for our free Into Tomorrow podcasts. You can do that at intotomorrow.com. This IFA Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by Sage and Breville in the U.S. They're a global leader in premium kitchen appliances. Visit Breville, that's Breville.com. By Dell, check out their new PCs and accessories at Dell.com. And by Dexcom and the G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit DEXCOM.com. Our next guest is a developer of an artificial intelligence tool that, get this, identifies our emotions from our voice. And then we'll find out, once they know that, what do they do with it? The co-founder of a company called Empath is Hazumu Yamazaki.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good.
It's a pleasure to have you. So tell me about Empath as a company, first of all, and then let's get into what you do.
Sure. So we develop emotion AI, which can identify human emotion from the voice.
And so emotion AI. So
yes.
Artificial intelligence for emotions.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And we focus on not what you say. So we don't care about the language, but we focus on how you say it, like speed, tone, pitch, volume, intonation, and so on. So in that sense, it works regardless of the language.
Interesting. So if I'm very angry, then your system knows Dave's not a happy camper. Dave's not happy.
Yes.
But if I'm speaking like this and saying, oh, hello, good day, but it knows that I'm happy.
Or calm.
Mm-hmm. And then what does that do for us? I mean, if once we determine that, your system knows that Dave is happy or Dave is sad or Dave is angry, then what do we do?
So we are mainly working with a contact center to check the customer satisfaction automatically. Uh-huh. Also checking the motivation level of the operators, because the turnover rate of the operators is quite higher than other industries in the contact center. So we check the kind of the mental health care status of the operators at the contact centers.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's for those employees, you're saying, at contact centers mostly?
Exactly. Mostly contact centers. But our story began at 2013, because we use this technology in order to check the mental state of the victims of the 3/11 earthquake, which happened in Japan in 2011.
Right.
So we use this technology to find our symptom, the depression of the victims of the earthquake. So this is how we started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So using your AI to assist the victims of this earthquake in Japan some time ago.
Exactly.
Wow. And then how did that help? How did that give you the details of what you need?
So once we detect some symptom, the depression, we provide a lot to care workers in order to have an interview with them, because at that time, a lot of people are suffering from their mental disorders.
Oh,
so
sure.
Before they got into the serious situation, we tried to detect their early cue of the mental state change.
So where else do people use your tool then for determining anger or happiness or calmness?
So in other business area, we are working with a communication robot company in order to make a robot understand family's emotional state. And we're also working with an automobiles company to check the mental state of drivers for their safety. For instance, once they get really irritated, we provide a lot from a battery assistant, which integrated our voice emotion AI.
Well, that sounds fascinating. And what emotions can be recognized?
So let me show you how this works.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, we have a laptop here.
Yeah, so we can identify four emotions, which are joy, calm, anger, and sorrow. And this is our real-time analysis of the my emotion from the speech. And now it is mainly occupied by yellow color, which is joy.
So,
yeah, quite happy to be here. So
yeah, very good.
So actually, we can identify 4G's emotion in addition to energy point, which can identify whether people are positive or negative.
Okay.
So we have actually 5 parameters.
So now show me anger, and what happens?
I'm really bad at acting, but gosh, no, calm. So,
calm.
It's really hard to fake it, actually, as you see.
I wonder if I can show some anger. Let me try. And we're using a little separate microphone here connected to his laptop to determine this. Why doesn't this laptop work properly? I want to see anger.
You're sad.
I'm sad.
A little bit.
Well, there you go. I'm getting more on the sorrow scale here.
Yeah.
Sorrow.
Yeah.
More so than anger.
Yeah.
Oh, it picked up my anger. It just took a couple of moments.
It took a little bit of time.
It thought, Dave's never angry. And then it realized, wait a minute, this time he is. So now we're seeing
but
anger.
But I'm calm.
So is this something that's for sale? Is this available for the general
public? Yeah, it has been already
public?
Launched in the market. So we already have 1,700 customers over 50 countries, mainly in contact center, automobiles, or robotics, or whatever.
So mostly for contact centers, as you mentioned, maybe support
groups.
Yeah,
so far mainly focus on the contact centers.
Yeah, not something that as a consumer I would necessarily buy.
But we also provide this software for some entertainment field as well. So consumers can buy just kind of the application as well.
It's a joy for us to have you on the program, and we appreciate you sharing this with us.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. More information can be had at webempath.com, because the company is called Empath, right?
Yes.
So webempath.com. Of course, we will link you to Hazumi. How do you say your first name?
Hazumu.
I was right that second time.
Yeah.
All right. To his website as well. And I'm trying to remain calm and not show anger on his laptop. When you visit us at intotomorrow.com, I'm Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.